Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is a wonderful and beautiful thing to lift up our voices in praise and thanksgiving this morning, considering the latest news and the praises that are coming forth because Father Yah has given us the victory facing this hurricane that was devastating for many other lives in other countries. And that is enough to say this morning, if it had not been, and we're going to learn more about who is on our side. So Father Yah, this is Rose Dallas Praise, aka Ada Yah Praise. And as I come into your presence this morning, holding my baby Praise, I pray that those who hear this message today, tomorrow, a year from today, that they will know that you delivered your people again. And Father Yah, I just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. I just want to say thank you for your deliverance. I want to say thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that's new each and every day. Because if it had not been for you who was on our side, we would have perished. So I can only say thank you, Father Yah. And Father, every spirit that is within us that is not of you, Father, we bind it according to the power that we have in Yahushua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, the Son of the Most High, Elohim, the one who was found worthy to open the scroll with seven seals. So I just want to say, praise Yahweh, praise Yahushua, praise Yahweh, beloved, wherever you are this day, and again, it could be in the future, lift up your voice and praise Father Yahweh, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, if you've been looking at the news, then you know, like I do, that this devastating hurricane wreaked havoc in the island of Haiti, took a lot of lives on its way, even in the Bahamas, on its way to Florida, went up to Georgia, and is on its way to South Carolina. And beloved, the word encourages to not be afraid when sudden terror comes upon us, and we could find that in Proverbs chapter 3. And we can find that, I'm sorry, in Proverbs. So basically, we are to be strong. We are to be courageous. But then you say, how can I be strong? How can I be courageous? Beloved, we are not going to be strong and courageous in our own flesh. We need to have a relationship with the Most High. We need, as children of the Most High, to put aside every single thing that is not pleasing to Father Yah and step into a relationship with him so that he will be our strength. He will be our salvation. Beloved, think about the lives that were lost. It's a sad thing. It's a devastating thing for the families. But beloved, we have to wonder how many of these people had a personal one-on-one relationship with Elohim. How many of these people had a one-on-one with Elohim? How many, beloved? So let us consider, beloved, that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. However, while we have today,
Let us sing this song, like King David's song, going up to worship. And it says in Psalm 124, had not been. So let's look at the psalm, and I'll read it here from the screen. It says, if Yahweh had not been on our side, if Yahweh had not been on our side when people attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger exploded against us. Then the flood waters would have swept us away. An overflowing stream would have washed us away. Then raging water would have washed us away. Thank Yahweh, who did not let them sink their teeth into us. We escaped like a bird caught in a hunter's trap. The trap was broken, and we escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Verse 8 tells us, beloved, our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Father, I just want to thank you that you are our helper. You are our way maker. You're a mighty conqueror, and you command us to be strong and courageous. So, Father, this morning, every spirit that is not of you, I bind it according to your word in Matthew 18, verse 18, that says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. So, Father, loose your peace upon our households. Lose your peace in our relationships, in our finances, in our parenting, in our friendships, on our jobs. May your peace abound in our health, in our thinking. Father, may your peace abound. So, beloved, I like to ask the question before I go, and that question is, do you know his name? Do you know his son's name? I know we've been born into saying God and Lord, but do we know that those are titles, just like girl and just like boy are titles? Do we call ourselves woman and man, or do we have a name? So how about our maker? How about our creator? What's his name? How about our Messiah, who is of a Hebrew descent? What is his right name? Because it's important, beloved, to know these names, because there is no other name, beloved, the word says, that's given among men, whereby we might be saved. So, beloved, it's key to know these names. It's key to call upon these names. We saw in Psalm 124, verse 8, it mentions the name. It says, our help is in the name of. So let us look at this Proverbs 30, verse 4. And then we're going to look at another scripture, which is Acts 4, verse 12. And then we're going to go back to 124. So Proverbs 34, and I'm reading here, I'm going to do the name of Elohim. It says name of God, but I say the name of Elohim. Scriptures. And it says here, Proverbs 34, who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in the palm of his hand? Who has wrapped water in a garment? Who has set up the earth from one end to the other. What is his name or the name of his son? Certainly, you must know. Do you know that scripture, beloved? It's Proverbs 30, verse 4. I encourage you to take a look at that scripture. Now, we're looking at Acts 4 and verse 12. And it says, salvation exists in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. What is the name, beloved? What is it? Do we know it? Do we know the name? And I'm not talking about the name that they had us saying from birth. I'm saying the Father has a name, and the Father's name is also in the Son's name. So let's go back to Psalm 124, verse 8, and we're looking at that verse, and we're going to learn of the Father's name. And it says here, our help is in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, beloved. The Father's name means he is the self-existent one. Now, Yahshua, HaMashiach, is the Son's name. And Yah in Yahshua, HaMashiach, means Yah is my salvation. Do you understand that, beloved? Yah is our salvation. He said his name would be in the Son's name. And their name has meanings. Beloved, our faith should be in none other. We should be calling upon none other save the true names of the Father and his Son. Beloved, the Father, as an appointed time when Yahushua will return. Beloved, it is my sincere prayer that we break up or follow ground. It's my sincere prayer that we put away every unclean, abominable thing from among us. It's my sincere prayer that we let go of the love of the world, the love of money, the love of status, love of prestige, all these things, beloved. We need to know our endurance to our spiritual walk and our spiritual growth. But rest assured, beloved, that you're not going to be able to do this on your own. And this is why it says, if Yahweh had not been on our side. So these things, beloved, will only be able to be accomplished through Father Yahweh. Hallelujah. Now, if it's the first time you're hearing of the name Yahweh and Yah, as in Yahweh and Yahushua, I encourage you to send me a message and I could share a couple videos with you that are teaching more on the names, the true names, the sacred names of the Father and of the Son. So, beloved, wherever you are, I just need you to know that you are loved by the Most High, that you are chosen by the Most High. You are special, and you cannot this day continue to walk as though you're not. You cannot walk as though you are not a child of a king. And if you're a child of a king, that makes you a prince or a princess. So walk, beloved, not contrary to the word, but walk in a way that the word may be manifested in your life. And I receive that also, beloved. I receive that also. So, beloved, remember, if Yahweh is not on our side, we're walking in our own strength. And the battle becomes difficult, and that's where we lose.
But choose this day whom you will serve, beloved. Choose whom you will serve. As a matter of fact, let me get that scripture because I'm going to share that with you. Because it's important and key to know who we're serving. And we're not just saying that we're serving because Father Yah knows the heart. And it's founded in Joshua 24:15. And he's speaking to the nation of Israel, the children of Israel. And he says to them, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. These are the words of Yah. Praise be to Yahshua. Listen, guys. Listen, my beloved. It says here that their fathers served other gods beyond the river. Okay? So their descendants at the time, and even our descendants, had served other gods prior to Father Yah calling Abraham. Now they're dwelling in a foreign land. And Father Yah is saying to them that they, through Joshua, he's saying to them that they can choose to serve their ancestor gods, or they can choose to serve the gods in the foreign land where they are now living. Well, as far as Joshua is concerned, him and his household are going to go ahead and they are going to serve the Most High Yah. Now, that is a very, very bold statement. And that's the kind of faith we're going to need, because we are going to need to be able to say, it doesn't matter who you are serving, I am going to serve Father Yah. I'm going to call upon the name of Yahushua. I will tell you, beloved, since I've been saying Yahweh and since I've been saying Yahushua, my husband, my mom, my in-laws, it's almost like I was deserted. But what, beloved? The choice is an individual matter. The choice to serve Yahweh is an individual matter. Do you understand me? No one else is going to be able to give account for your actions. You will have to give account. So choose for your household whom you will serve. Looking at Isaiah 43:11-12, in the name of, it says name of God, but I say name of Elohim. Translation, it says, I alone am Yahweh, and there is no Savior except me. I have revealed it to you, I have saved you, and I have announced it to you. There was no foreign God among you. You are my witnesses that I am El, declares Yahweh. And El means mighty. Okay? This is Father Yah speaking to the children of Israel. He alone is Yahweh. He alone is self-existent, and there is no Savior except Him. And He revealed it to them, okay? So, beloved, are there any foreign gods among you? Are there? Before you answer that question, we should examine our hearts. We should pray for the Father to reveal this to us. Because sometimes we may have an object or objects in our home and we think they are so precious, they are so beautiful, not realizing they are like a trap or a snare onto us. Sometimes we ourselves bring curses in our home through the media, through certain music, through certain art, whether it be in the form of clothing, a picture, again, music, whatever it is, Father Yah himself will reveal it to you. So, Father, I just want to thank you for everyone who will hear this prayer and for everyone who, like myself, will search our hearts and examine ourselves, Father, and to give you room and to give you way and to give you our lives so that you may be able to demonstrate your power and your strength through us. I sincerely believe this is what you want to do with us. So, Father, fill us with your glory today. Fill us with your power. And, Father, remember the residents that are in the way of the hurricane and cover the houses, cover each and every business. And I pray that this hurricane go back to where it came from. Just go back to where it came from, Father. So, Father, we thank you for spirit lives. We thank you, Father, for the victory. I received a text message this morning, beloved, from a family friend saying that he's alive, he has no electricity, and he's alive. And I just want to praise Father Yah for that. I just want to praise him because it's better to have our life and no electricity than to have electricity and not have our life. And I pray, Father, that you speak to our hearts. You've spared our lives from this hurricane. And I pray that we, in turn, will surrender our hearts over to you. Let it not be natural disasters. Let it not be sudden terrors come upon us for us to realize that we should give our heart over to you. That our children's hearts truly belong to you. How many hours are they playing the video game and watching TV and being busy with busyness? How much time are they devoting to learning of you and about you? How much? Your words say, train up the children in the way they should go, that when they're old, they will not depart. Have mercy, Father Yah. Have mercy. So, beloved, I am going to end this prayer call. It's my sincere prayer that if you have been blessed by the call, then leave a comment or feel free to send a private message. If you have a personal need for prayer, you could always message me and I will agree with you in prayer. And whatever Father Yah lay on my heart, and I will share that with you, whether it be a scripture or just him laying an answer on my heart, because I truly do believe that Father Yah speaks to his children. He says, seek him and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart and ask him and he will give unto you. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. So, Father, I just want to thank you for giving us your spirit when we ask, when we seek, and when we knock. And I just pray, Father, that you'll go before each and every one of us. I pray that you'll baptize us anew according to the awesome power of your Ruach HaKodesh. So go before us, I pray, Father Yah. Go before us, I pray, and wash us this day and cleanse us and make us whole, I pray, Father Yah. In Yahushua's name we say, Hallelujah.